98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Marotta.
Handing out the hardware.
All right, we do this every week. We hand out hardware based on what happens over the weekend. Fictitious awards, right? That's a way to describe it. So I will get us started today, Vinny. The This Guy's Kind of Good award I'm giving to Shohei Ohtani, who pitched and hit on Sunday. I read that he threw the fastest pitch of the game, 101 miles per hour, and hit the hardest baseball of the game.
Of the season.
It was the season?
Pitch, it was the fastest pitch thrown this season so far, and the hardest hit ball hit this season so far.
So I guess is that pretty good?
That's pretty good. And here, I'll piggyback on that, because that was my first award, too.
Oh, sorry.
It was in the same inning. It wasn't just in the same game. It was the same inning.
Wow. See, now that's good.
He threw a 101-mile-per-hour pitch against the White Sox and hit a 450-foot home run in the same inning. That's why aren't the Angels ever better?
I was thinking exactly that. So they, on their team right now, they have essentially one of the greatest players of all time, Albert Pujols. They have the greatest player and most exciting player right now in Mike Trout. And they have a once-in-a-lifetime player who can pitch and hit like Ohtani, and yet they don't get much attention. They're not that good a team ever. They never win anything. It's very weird.
It's any other sport if you had that combination that Jared just threw out there, where you're talking about, I mean, Pujols is barely Pujols at this point.
Uh-huh.
Mike Trout is amazing, and Ohtani's amazing, and they've, like, Anthony Rendon's really good. Like, they have a good team. Any other sport, that would add up to something. Baseball, it adds
up. But for the Angels, it never adds up to anything.
They didn't make the playoffs last year when everybody made the playoffs. So
the thing about Ohtani I always wonder is that he is pretty good as a pitcher, and he's pretty good as a hitter. Like, I wonder if they, rather than the gimmick, if they could ever make him really good at one or the other.
Yeah, I mean, he basically just hit last year, right? Wasn't he? He couldn't pitch last year.
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, with all that, the Angels finished one game ahead of the Diamondbacks last year. if you gave the Diamondbacks Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, I feel like they would be a playoff team. All right, here, I'll give you another one.
All right.
The Skip Bayless Ruins Everything Award goes to Skip Bayless for ruining everything. And did you see his comments? This was his tweet. So that game, the Gonzaga-Baylor game, or not Baylor, UCLA game, just remarkable. I mean, we've been talking about it all morning. Everybody's been talking about it. And especially in the moment, you're just like, I can't, wow. Like,
nothing but excitement and joy in the moment, right?
Overtime, and not even like a boring overtime where one team pulls away. It comes down to a buzzer beater in overtime to go to the national championship. And Skip Bayless's somewhat predictable reaction was, no idea how you can call that an all-time great college basketball game when it was won by a lucky shot.
Wow.
Thanks, Skip.
Yeah, that's Skip dropping in and being special.
Yep.
So why does he make $5 million a year again?
It's difficult to come up with takes like that.
My next award is the What a Story Award, and I'm giving it to a dude who plays for the White Sox named Yermín Mercedes, who is a 28-year-old rookie. Now think about that. A 28-year-old rookie. Now think about the fact that this guy, as a designated hitter, went 8-for-8 in his first 8 major league at-bats. And they weren't cheap hits either. 2 doubles, a home run. This guy has been through, he actually played in the Pecos League, which is often called the Wild West of baseball, where players earn $50 a week.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he was one of the stars in that whole thing. So isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Baseball's got some great stories like that, right? Like David Peralta serving French fries and transitioning from being a hitter to a pitcher, or a pitcher to a hitter and back, and just, yeah.
Right.
The Pecos League, though.
Yeah, the Pecos League.
Starting 8-for-8 against the Angels, who are never really that good.
Right.
I will. You know what? I'll go with the dragging his team to the playoffs award. Happened last night. Jacob Chychrun for the Coyotes. So he gets a hat trick. They win 3-2. Win 3-2 in overtime. He now leads all NHL defensemen in goals this year with 12. This one blew my mind. The 8th defenseman in history to finish a hat trick in overtime. But the NHL's been around for, I think it's 102, 103 years now.
Wow.
He's just the eighth defenseman in history to do it. And the Coyotes are in a playoff spot, and it really is, like, it's not all because of Jacob Chychrun, but it's kind of all because of Jacob Chychrun. Like, it's that's remarkable to do that from the defensive side of the ice.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder about this hockey team. They're starting now to come up really clutch in these big moments.
Yeah, and the teams that they are competing with for a playoff spot both have a really hard schedule the rest of the way. So we'll
wow.
see.
And they're good at comeback wins.
Yeah,
they are.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's I did not expect this kind of season this year from this hockey team, so props to them.
When he scores, they go, chick, chick, boom.
They will start to do that now, yeah.
You have pull there. Yeah. Get that going.
I'm going to use all my pull on that.
The Poetic Injustice Award goes to the Houston Astros, who over the first four games of the Major League Baseball season have heard booing. They've heard people banging on trash cans, sort of everything they didn't have to endure during the pandemic last year, and they're 4-0. Yeah, unbeaten.
It's just awful.
Yeah, it is awful.
Yeah. That is all sorts of terrible. The All In on the Desert Award.
Oh, okay.
JJ Watt. Have you seen him on Twitter at all? He's all in on, I mean, he's been all in on the Cardinals since day one.
Mm-hmm.
He's tweeting about Pat Tillman this weekend. He's tweeting about U of A women's basketball. He's tweeting about roasting marshmallows. I guess that one's not really about the desert. But, I mean, J.J. Watt is like, he's not just, hey, I'm out of Houston. He's, I'm in the valley. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's maybe the football equivalent of Chris Paul.
No, listen, I like it too. And he's been tweeting out a lot of pictures of him on the golf course. And he's been talking about, you know, hitting balls over houses, being really long and wrong off the tee box. And so the point is he's got customized Titleists with his number 99 and all that. So people might find a golf ball in their driveway from courtesy of J.J. Watt.
It doesn't sound like it even matters if you live near a golf course.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you could get randomly lucky. And wow, look at the souvenir. This is kind of cool.
I once was playing golf and I hit a ball off the course onto the street. And it hit a car that was driving the other direction.
Uh-oh.
Hit the windshield.
Uh-oh.
They're probably looking for
you
right
now. And I had... No, they didn't... The guy like got out of the car and like ran at me, and I had to like pay for his windshield. That doesn't seem right. You're driving by a golf course.
I never knew this story about you. This is really excellent.
Is any part of your life not a cartoon? Like you?
So, no. Wait to hear why I didn't get a haircut this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. What's the reason for that?
I'll tell that later. Finish up hardware.
That's the most Jarrett thing. Where he goes golfing, hits the ball, it hits a car. The guy jumps out of the car, chases after him. He has to pay for his windshield. I don't know why I find this so humorous.
No, I do too, because that's always been a fear of mine as well. We need to have more details on that story. All right, my next award is the Been a Long Time Award, and I'm giving it to Jordan Spieth, who won the Valero Texas Open yesterday. It was his first PGA Tour victory in 83 events, a span that lasted 1,351 days.
Wow.
Yeah, long time. So it was good to see him back winning a golf tournament.
I was watching the end of that, and I couldn't believe it when they said it had been that long. I feel like Jordan Spieth is he's on the short list of, like, I don't know, the five best golfers in the world. That's at least my perception of it, but
yeah.
You got to win occasionally.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. All right, you want me to get another one?
Sure.
Luca, do you have one?
No, but my last one was Ohtani.
Okay, my last one is the Have a Day Award, and I'm giving it to a dude named Sam Bayer. He plays for Augustana College. Had 7 home runs in a doubleheader against Bemidji State.
Wow.
Speaking of... the city of Bemidji, I don't know how big it is, but I have met so many people disproportionate to what the population of Bemidji would be. It seems
never
like
heard
always,
that.
I know, it's that's my point. It feels like I've met 15 people from Bemidji. Have you ever heard of it?
I've only heard of it because they have a good hockey program.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound like a city that would be... First of all, it doesn't sound like a city. It sounds like a town, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Where most things are made out of wood. Like, it doesn't sound like a place where you would know 15 people from. So, it's definitely
most things are made out of wood.
So I don't know how you know 15 people from Bemidji.
That's so great.
How many people are in there?
Right.
I mean, there's probably not much more than 15 people in the
whole
town.
Here we go. It's a historically charming, progressive, and beautiful Northwoods city. I think Luke nailed it.
Well, there you go.
Why do you make fun of this guy? He's brilliant.
Maybe that's why he makes fun of me.
I don't say he's dumb.
You just say he's boring.
Boring, dull. You know, a bag full of wet noodles.
A bag full of wet noodles. Like, when have you ever seen a bag full of wet noodles?
Yeah.
Sounds like something they would serve in Bemidji. It's probably like a
delicacy.
Yeah, it is.